live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back. One of the best in the business is joining us right now, Seth Greenberg, ESPN college basketball expert here with us at Seth on Hoops, joining us this morning to talk. And we appreciate it. We know how busy you are this time of the year. Seth, thanks so much for being with us. Let's get right to it, our Cougs. And let's talk about, you know, they just haven't looked this postseason, including the AAC tournament, Seth. They just haven't looked all that great, especially defensively, which was, and then in the second half, two things, Tremont Mark, who has not been good this postseason, and then the defense against Auburn in that second half was fantastic. Is that the Cougs or the team that we had seen this postseason before that?
I think that, you know, look, you settle into the NCAA tournament, you settle into postseason play. You know, let's face it, Houston's season didn't start until the NCAA tournament. I mean, because that's basically everything they were working towards. I'm not sure the American Conference was much of a mystery. And I think it takes time to raise your temperature. But once they did, this, I said it on our game day show, the second half was the best they've played all season.
Yep.
There's no doubt about it. The second half was, and I keep on making this comparison, the backcourt of Houston reminds me of the backcourt of Baylor when they won national championship with Sasser being Davion Mitchell. And when I watched them in the second half and I watched Sasser and then I watched Tremont Mark and then I watched, you know, Shed, and then I watched the front court do what they need to do, rebound, defend, play off the guards, set good screens, run the floor, do the things that they need to do. Then all of a sudden, you saw a team that absolutely was dominating in the second half against an athletic, not a good Auburn team, but an athletic, hard-playing Auburn team. And so I was really impressed with the second half, and I think that's what basically Kelvin's been looking for. And that's what he's been looking for. He's been looking for them to raise their temperature, to have attention to detail. And maybe it was getting pushed. Maybe it was getting that the first half that they had for them to get the realization, we're not invincible. We're going to play better teams. We need to be put better. We need to have a greater attention to detail. And we need to play Cougar basketball.
What about this matchup against Miami with this backcourt? This back, because they got a couple of nice guards. Wong was fantastic last game.
Look, Pac Wong, Jordan Miller, Wuga Poplar, those guys are good players. I mean, like, to me, it's going to be a great matchup in the backcourt. And I think in the frontcourt, Norchad O'Meara can rebound the ball. He's a big physical body. Jordan Miller is a hard matchup. He is ridiculously skilled, shoots it well enough to the three, to keep you honest, can drive it. A relentless offensive rebounder, really good hands, and they move him all over the court. So it's going to be a hard matchup. Like, if people say, oh, you know, no, it's not an easy matchup, and it's not, and they're very similar. They're both very good defensively. Even though Miami's defensive numbers aren't good, they're a defensive team. And they're going to play more pack lines, so they can keep everything in front. They're going to force contested shots. They're going to take the gaps away so that, you know, where Sasser and Mark and Shed could turn the corner, there won't be those opportunities. You saw that happen the other day in what they did defensively. So, I look at this Miami game, and I think this is going to be a really, really hard basketball game. I mean, Indiana, you know, they don't have the guards that obviously Houston has, but they couldn't. Jalen Hutchinson is a good player. He couldn't get downhill against those guys. Couldn't get downhill. So this is going to be, you know, the proverbial rock fight.
You know, Coach, as a guy who coached, you were head coach for 22 years and assistant for years before that. When you watch the Cougars, maybe me and John, my partner, make too big a deal of this. I don't know. But it feels like the attention to detail that you mentioned previously, the screens and everything Houston does. Do you look at Kelvin Sampson and his Cougar team and say, wow, this is, you know, they really buy in and are coachable more so than many of the teams I see? Do you have that wonderment like we do? Because this is not the most talented team. It's not a good shooting team. Like, it doesn't have the earmarkings of most typical blue blood one seed teams, and yet here they are now year after year. They're getting deeper and deeper in the tournament. Do you see Kelvin Sampson as that type of head coach? Does he excite you with the way he gets guys to buy in and play for him?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I compare their culture and their identity to Villanova's under Jay Wright. There's 100%.
It's a good compliment there. Yeah,
it's for, everything's for the good of the group. This is how you're expected to play. This is your role. This is what you need to buy into. And that's what they do. So, yeah, I mean, there's great buy-in. I mean, you know, look, Kelvin's not going to have it any other way now. There's not exactly a compromise when it comes to, you know, what they're going to do and how they're going to do it and why they're going to do it. I mean, it's going to be one way, and it's going to be his way. And that's the way it should be. You know, it's like parenting. You know, you tell your players to do certain things because you want to see them successful. You know, he's not going to tell them what they want to hear. He's going to tell them what they need to hear. And that's just, you know, that's the way Kelvin is. And I've known Kelvin, you know, we're close friends. I've known him forever. He's not going to compromise what he thinks is important to help those guys not only be better players, but the lessons you learn through, you know, playing should carry with you the rest of your life. That's the whole thing. I mean, that's the most important thing, is the lessons you learn should be part of the way you live your life the next 50, 60 years of your life. And, you know, those things, if you buy into, you know, working hard and being accountable and being the best version of yourself and being someone other people can trust and count on, then you know what? You know, those lessons on the court carry over to, you know, how you're going to be who you are as a person.
Seth Greenberg with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And looming in the wings, whoever wins, Miami or Houston, we think Houston, is Texas. And, Coach, I don't know that anybody's played better so far this first weekend than Texas did.
Yeah, Texas and UConn probably the most consistent. Texas is good. Six seniors. Six guys that are band together, a great, strong locker room, a terrific coaching staff, a style of play that's hard to play against, terrific guards, tough matchups like in Timmy Allen, a closer in Marcus Carr, a developing player in Dylan Dissu, who's been great in the tournament. Texas is playing really well, and two teams that are not going to give an inch. You know, that would be obviously huge for the state, but look, the basketball in the state of Texas is at a high level. And these two programs reflect that.
Absolutely. Seth Greenberg with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Who do you have coming out of each regional, Coach?
Yeah, right now I have Texas coming out of that region. I have Texas coming out of the South.
No.
I'm killing you. Well, I didn't say I was going to be a homer. I got Alabama coming out of the South. The East is an absolute mess. I had Duke coming out of that, but you know, I'm leaning towards Michigan State. And I don't know if they can defend Marquise Noel, but if they defend Marquise Noel and win that game, I think they come out of that region. And in the West, I had UConn, and I still have them.
Hey, UConn's really playing good basketball. That's a tough one. UConn's matched up in a tough bracket as well. What do you think of it's interesting. There's not the same heat on Gonzaga this year that we've seen in the past, where they're the darlings of the – well, not the darlings of the tournament. I mean, they've been the front runners and the favorites, I mean. But this year, they're kind of off the – not off the radar, but no one's really talking about them to win a national championship. Wouldn't that be something if they were able to, in a year where less was expected of them, step up and pull it off? That'd be an unbelievable accomplishment.
Yeah, it would be. And, you know, they're number three seed. It's not like they've fallen off the map.
Right, yeah.
You know, people are losing their mind. They're number one. They're a number three seed. Excuse me. I'm losing my voice here. But they can. They're defending better. Drew Timmy's a tough matchup. Swather is a tough matchup. The guard plays improved as the season went along. Excuse me. They're definitely a team that can advance. UCLA is as well.
Oh yeah, no, it's those three. I looked at the odds, and those three teams, all three of those teams that have been mentioned, they're all equal odds right now to come through. So obviously, that's going to be whoever comes out of there is going to be battle tested. Well, listen, Seth, we know you got a busy morning, and we don't want to keep you any longer. You got to protect that voice. We're in the business, so we understand. So protect that voice. Get your water. Get the vocal folds good and lubricated, and then get ready for more basketball because we're on the way. I'm sure there's going to be a very, very busy week for you, and we'll close out that way. We'll hopefully get a chance to see you here in Houston when you come in.
Yeah.
Sounds great, guys. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, right, thanks. Sorry for your Texas pick, though. That's
hey, everyone's making a Texas pick.
I know.
I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, oh, I don't know who the favorite will be right now.
It'll be that's going to be a pick'em probably. Yeah. That's going to be a pick'em. If the Cougs, if they both get there, that'll be fun.
It would be Sunday if it happens. I was looking at, I was looking at tickets because I was considering going, and but I forgot I've got something I have to do on Friday, so I'm not going to be able to go. And then I thought, well, I could leave on Saturday and drive up to Kansas City if it turns into Houston versus
drive up to Kansas City. That's something I would never.
Well,
say.
I don't want to do that. The wife wants to do that. You're right. It's like 10 hours.
But there is a flight. A Coug fan told me there's a flight in the morning, and it comes back.
How much is it? 900?
And it comes back at 8:30 that night. And so you could go to that. You can actually – it falls inside. I think the game's going to be at 2:30 in the afternoon on Sunday. It would fall in perfectly.
Really?
So you can get there in the morning and get and leave that night.
I did that for the national championship game against USC. We flew out there and flew back red-eyed back. We didn't even stay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good day. It was a good day when they win.
Yeah, it was a good day because they won. But that's a terrible trip. 4 hours there, 4 hours back in the game.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It was
that's a long day.
It was a long day. Nope. Trust me.
But you can do that on this one, I think. I'm probably sold out by now. What with, you know, all the Cougs fans heading up there.
You mean the flight?
The flight, yeah.
What was it on?
I don't want to reveal that, so in case I want to go. I'm not giving away my secret. My secret flight. Yeah, all you have to do is look it up. It's time for you to talk insurance, my friend.
Well, TGS Insurance is an aggregator of homeowner insurance. So, you know, there will be five different. For example, they may have 5, 7, 9. I don't know how many total there are. I know there are a lot of A-rated companies. They've got them all. because some of the big names, you know, are underwritten by some of the carriers that you'll have access to. So you're not really taking care of any kind of middleman costs here. What they do is they find competitive rates for you. They shop A-rated companies with their algorithm, and this is what makes them special is they can find these rates within seconds. You text the word money to 232323. They ask you what your address is. You send it back. Within 15 seconds, you're going to have a firm quote from an A-rated insurance company. A firm quote for standard coverage. And standard coverage is probably what you have right now. Now, if you need to get additional coverage like you know, you want more on your gun collection or your mink coats or your jewelry or whatever. If you want additional coverage, they can do that as well. Flood coverage, they do that as well. But when it comes to your standard coverage, which most of us have, they're going to get that quote to you within 15 seconds, and you can check right away whether or not you have, you know, the most competitive rate out there. Chances are you don't. And this is how you put more of your money, your hard-earned money, back in your pocket. Don't just throw away money just because you're too lazy to shop for insurance. Not easy to sit on the phone all day long. But when you text the word money to 232323, hours of research is done in a matter of seconds. TGS Insurance, text the word money to 232323.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN
97.5. The Bench!
Tell them again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!